From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted condolences in person from the Dalai Lama for the Orlando shootings last weekend. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist leader revered by Tibetans, met with President Obama behind closed doors Wednesday at the White House. U.S. investigators say that the wife of the man who carried out Sunday's mass shooting in Florida had some knowledge of his plans. They say Nur Zahi Salmanand had accompanied him on a so-called reconnaissance mission to the gay nightclub where the attack occurred. U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley was asked if the woman could be charged.
We're not sure what charges will be brought or if charges will be brought. I can assure you that we're working with our law enforcement partners to find out everything we can about what happened at the Pulse nightclub.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation officials say Salman has been cooperating with their probe. Also, President Barack Obama announced he is going to Orlando, Florida on Thursday to meet with the victims of the weekend shootings. The sheriff of Orange County, Florida, where the Disney World theme park is located, says the body of the 2-year-old boy killed by an alligator Tuesday has been found. Sheriff Jerry Demings says the body of Lane Graves was found intact near the area where the alligator dragged him into the water. Demings said the alligator drowned the boy. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire.
So we've made it very clear that unless we get a better definition of how this cessation is going to work, how it will be enforced, who it applies to, how it is applied, we are not going to sit there while Assad continues to offensively assault Aleppo and while Russia continues to support in that effort.
Kerry said U.S. patience is running out. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are holding interest rates steady at a relatively low level in a bid to keep stimulating the economy, which has been slow to recover from recession. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen told journalists this action should support further progress toward employment and stable prices. And she said inflation should rise slowly.
Core inflation seems to be behaving roughly as one would expect with well-anchored inflation expectations and an improving labor market. So I'm not seeing anything. Inflation, even core inflation, is running under 2%. I continue to think the evidence supports a projection that it will move up over the next couple of years back toward our 2% objective.
Yellen predicted that consumer spending will rebound and that the U.S. economy will move from a lackluster to a moderate growth rate over the next few years. Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed late on Wednesday to observe a ceasefire near the Torkham crossing along their mutual border. Fighting there in recent days has left 4 soldiers dead and more than 40 people wounded. Lieutenant General Asim Salim Bajwa is a Pakistan Army spokesman.
I think there are people at every level who are engaged, they are talking, and this will eventually get resolved.
Afghanistan and Pakistan blamed each other for starting the skirmishes, which began amid a dispute between the two nations over the construction by Pakistan of a gate at the border. The National Rifle Association says it will be happy to meet with Donald Trump to discuss gun control in the aftermath of the Florida shootings. NRA chief lobbyist Chris Cox said the group has consistently opposed allowing terrorists to buy guns in the United States. Meanwhile, 2 newly released polls show increased voter dissatisfaction with Trump. A CBS News poll released Wednesday found a majority of Americans do not agree with the way he is responding to the mass killing. And a second poll shows that negative views of Trump have surged. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.